Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, in the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home. The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, we must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade. Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, we must stop further discrimination against American workers. The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, is it his imagination or do buffalo wings taste like chicken? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Have some interesting audio for you today. I'm going to start out talking about how the cities make money. And they do it with traffic stops. And then, a little later in the program, we're going to have an audio. And you know, interestingly enough, I was driving home yesterday afternoon, and this was on one of the major newscasts, but it was such a short little blurb, and they didn't explain it very well as to what happened. So I doubt if many people really understood, at least from that particular cut, what happened. But this is really interesting. This is a city policeman in St. Louis County. He's on the Missouri side of the river, and he literally just explodes. He loses it. And this kid, he's 20. The boy said he was 20 years old, and then they've got him in the news as 19. I don't know. But he's just as calm as he can be. He was nice, had a video running all of the time, so it's all on tape. Well, we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But here, I see I've kind of been holding on to these stories for a while. Demonstration to be held against officers awarded for meeting quotas. Redford Township, Michigan. The Redford Police Department awarding officers overtime and incentives for meeting traffic violation quotas. Redford Police pays officers time and a half hourly wages according to the number of tickets that they write, not the hours that they work. For every two traffic tickets an officer writes, they'll get paid for 1 hour overtime with overtime pay. Are you with me? Come on. Police seem to be everywhere. Handing out $140 traffic violations. Police said the change has increased police presence and revenue for the city. The police say the program is also for the citizens' safety. Now, in Springfield, Missouri, they found that lengthening the yellow signal warning time at intersections that had previously been selected for the city's new red light camera program has now eliminated profit from the system. Profit, you get the word? The city has decided to address this problem by moving its cameras to intersections where the yellow warning time has been shortened by at least a half a second. The signal shortening took place in February at 105 state-owned intersections as part of what the city called a standardizing. Anyway, they're going to standardize the signal times. The yellow time was increased by half a second. As a result of increasing this by only a half a second, the first 45 days of ticketing yielded a mere 52 $100 citations, falling short of the 68 required before the location would become profitable. Hey, they're working this thing like it's a factory. Come on. Lenzercraft is a company that operates the program, and they do it for a percentage. The findings of a 2005 Texas Transportation Institute study found a one-second reduction in yellow time resulted in a 100% increase in the number of violations. In other words, here's a traffic intersection that people, and most people are on a daily routine. The high percentage of the traffic is not just strangers coming to town. It's people that are there day in and day out, and they know how long that light's supposed to be on, the yellow light. They watch it. And now, all of a sudden, they have changed the timing on that yellow light. So you think you've got time to go, and you get caught by one of these cameras, and now you owe the city $140. It's as simple as that. They're doing it strictly for profit. And as we mentioned a moment ago, they're in Redford Township, Michigan. They pay the cops time and a half for every two tickets that they write. So, hey, they're going to find some reason to write a ticket, right? Now, this particular incident took place. It says Missouri. Police threaten detained motorists for parking after hours. Now, is that the right one, Jeff? Am I on the right one? Okay. A St. George, and I didn't even know we had a St. George, Missouri. You're from down there, aren't you? How many towns are around St. Louis, Missouri? There's like 40 or 50 burgs or villages or whatever you want to call them. At St. George, Missouri, police officer is caught on tape threatening to invent charges to arrest a motorist for parking after hours. A motorist who refused to discuss his personal business with a St. George, Missouri police officer was threatened with arrest. Brett Darrow, he's 20 years old. He was caught a St. George police sergeant, James Kuehnlein, I guess. I don't know. K-U-E-H-N-L-E-I-N. Kuehnlein?
I think it's Kenline.
Kenline. All right. You know. I don't.
I heard him say it in the audio.
Oh, in the audio. All right. I'll spell it like it sounds. Ken, K-E-N. L-I-N-E. If I ever have to use it again, I'll have it right this time, all right? Okay, anyway, James Kenline stated that he had the power to invent charges that would put this young man behind bars. He said, try to talk back to me. And this guy yells. We're waiting here but till we get time to play the video in its entirety. Try to talk back to me, he says. I'll bet I could say you resisted arrest or something. You want to come up with something? I can come up with 9 things to put you in jail. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned. Now, this incident took place in St. Louis County. It began around 2 o'clock in the morning. Darryl, he's the 19-year-old, was to meet a friend who was working late and was going to pick him up. Darryl headed toward a 24-hour commuter parking lot in an unincorporated part of St. Louis County in his 1997 Nissan Maxima. He put on his turn signal and entered the lot, which, aside from Kenline's cruiser, was essentially vacant. After stopping the car, the police officer approached and began questioning Darryl about what he was doing. When Darryl declined to discuss his personal business, the police sergeant exploded. Although the video clearly shows Darryl driving properly and using his turn signal, the police officer insisted that Darryl had broken the law. "Oh, while you were coming towards me, you were swerving back and forth within the roadway," said Sergeant Kenline. "I might give you a ticket for that. You want me to come up with some more? When you turn in, you fail to use your turn signal, your right turn signal." Without the video, Darryl tells the newspaper that he would have stood no chance disproving the officer's word in court. He said 28% of St. George municipal budget comes from traffic citations. 28% of all their budget comes from doing this sort of thing, all right? And Darryl says, "Wonder how many of those tickets were legitimate in the first place." He said if he hadn't had his video on, there'd been no way but what he'd have been in trouble and had to pay the ticket. He said, "Looking into this guy's eyes, he was crazy," Darryl said. "I was really scared he was going to assault me. I just wonder how many other people have been arrested on these charges. It starts like this. Officer number one, and the more officers get involved, and we'll have the audio for you after this next break. But how are we doing? What's going on? In a nice voice. Nothing. Why are you parking here? Can't I park here? It's a commuter lot, right? Yeah, but we have problems after midnight time. People break into cars. You got any ID on you? Yeah, I do. Can I see it, please? Did I do something wrong? Yeah, you're a suspicious vehicle right now. I'm what? Then the officer leans into the car and yells, you are a suspicious vehicle right now. In a commuter parking lot, I'm suspicious? Yeah, you are, because we have car thieves in here. And yeah, you are right, because I can park. And then Brett asks, he says, because I can park right here. You want me? You want to come out of your car? Come on out and get me. Now, this cop is trying to literally pick a fight with this young man. We're about to take a break here, aren't we? Yeah, there it is. Now, when we come back, this is all on audio, and it's worth listening to. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. Now, we talked about this situation that took place in St. Louis County. Now, here is the actual audio from the video that was in this young man's car. And watch how quickly this cop changes his attitude. And all the boy said was, hey, I don't want to talk about my personal business. He asked him where he was going. And he said, you know, I'd rather not talk about my personal business.
Can I apologize in advance for all those clicks that the audio...
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay, a lot of clicking. Here we go. You ready? Here it is.
How we doing? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you parking here? Can I park here? It's a commuter lot, right?
Yeah, but we have problems after nighttime.
Okay.
We're breaking cars. You got any ID on you?
Yeah, I do.
Can I see it, please?
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah, you're a suspicious vehicle right now.
I'm what?
You are a suspicious vehicle right now.
In a commuter parking lot?
Yeah, you are, because we have car thieves in here. Yeah, you're right.
Because I can park right here.
You want to come out of the car? Come on out. Come on out. Yeah, you did when you were coming in here.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You want to try me? You want to try me tonight? You think you have a bad night? I will ruin your night. You want to try me? Do you want to try me, young boy? You want to try me tonight, young boy? Do you want to go to jail for some reason I come up with? You want to see who knows the law better, me or you? Huh? Ever get smart mouth with a cop again, I show you what a cop does. Do you understand me? Talk back to me again. And I bet I can say you resisted arrest or something. You want to come up with something? I come up with nine things. Do you want to try something?
No, I don't.
Well, while you were coming toward me, you were swerving back and forth within the roadway. Okay? I might give you a ticket for that. When we come up with some more? When you turned in, you failed to use your turn signal, the right turn signal. You want to try me some more? Huh? Come on, smart. Give me an attitude a little bit more. I bet you I can guarantee I towed this car by the time I'm done. You want to try me now? Give me a little bit more lift. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Give me some more lift. You're done?
I don't want any problems.
You're about ready to get it. You already started your problem with your attitude. Did we have a bad night, boy? Huh? Answer me, or I'll lock you up for failure to comply with a police officer's commands. Yeah. Well, you want me to show you? Right. You want me to show you?
No, I don't.
You want me to lock you up and show you that I'm right and you're wrong?
No, I don't.
You want me to show you the law?
No, I know.
What do you do with a camera hooked to your car seat?
I got locked in the car.
Why is that?
And it uploads to secure
sources. Okay, I don't really care about your secure sources. I got one in my car. See that?
Okay.
It's secure source.
Okay.
Okay, I really don't care about your camera system because I'm already to your car. Then we can tear them all apart.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Your video's not even here.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I really don't care about your video.
No, I'm sure the news.
Okay, I don't really care, because you're about ready to go to jail.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm going
to
show you that you're about ready to.
You're right, officer.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
You think these security cameras, I guarantee you, my body mic's going to tell a little bit different. And your attitude. You started it. Why do you have an attitude? Matter of fact, I was going to come in here and see if you're okay. First of all, we have people trying to commit suicide in here. We have car thieves coming here. We have people breaking cars here. I have enough probable cause to stop you in here. Okay?
Yeah.
What is your problem tonight?
I just had a bad night.
Okay, you know what? You don't take it out on me. You don't never take it out on a cop. Because we will ruin your career and life and everything else you have coming this way. Do you understand what I'm getting at? I'm trying not being ignorant to you, but you give me love, I'm going to give it right back to you 10 times harder. Okay? You give me an attitude, I'm going to give you an attitude a lot harder. Okay? They're not incriminating, are they?
You don't know that.
Are they incriminating?
Yes, they are.
They are?
They could be.
Then are you doing something illegal here then?
No, I'm not.
Then they're not incriminating.
They could be incriminating. I have the right to privacy.
What part? Not when you're in public. You don't have the right to privacy.
Yeah, I have a right to not tell you where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Really?
Fourth Amendment right. Yes,
really?
It is. Violation of my rights.
I like this.
Yes.
Now, you want me to tell the law?
Tell me.
Okay. If you fail to comply with my orders, my lawful orders, you have the right to go to jail, federal comply with police officer.
Lawful orders to answer.
Yes, my field.
Personal questions.
What's your personal questions? You're sitting here in a commuter parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you understand? You know what? I think I'm going to bring you with me. Come on. I think they're going to come with me. And then you can try to shoot me in grand jury and I'll be eye blind. Then I'm going to turn and shoot you.
Okay, I think that gives you a pretty good idea of what took place there. The way I understand it, Jeff, the cop is no longer a cop there in that town, is he not?
I cannot confirm or deny.
That's what they said on national news yesterday. I heard just a blurb on it, and they said he was released from duty. But how much of this goes on? Now, this town, this particular town, they've already commented that they get 28% of their budget from traffic tickets. Here in Springfield, Missouri, they set these lights so that a light is profitable. In Redford Township, Michigan, they pay cops time and a half for every two tickets they write. Now, do we live in a police state or not? Anyway, I thought it was interesting. I'm like, Jeff, I apologize for... I don't know what that clicking was that was on the video that we got. Apparently, it had something to do with their cars. In the meantime... Oh, by the way, it was another part of that, and we didn't go into it all. It was getting kind of hard to hear, but he's driving this, the young man's driving this 97 model Nissan, and it's a stick shift. And he made him shut it off, and he said, if it does, it's not going to stay there. It's going to roll away. And so the other cop, they called another cop to move it, and he couldn't drive a car with a stick shift. Kind of an interesting afterthought. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied Wednesday despite profit-taking, dollar weakness, and $80 oil. Gold closed in New York off a dime to $711.30. The dollar sank to an all-time low against the euro amid speculation the Fed will soon cut interest rates. Meanwhile, CNBC reports gold is headed over $900 an ounce. As the U.S. dollar scrapes new lows, so gold goes to new highs. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't corner something meaner than you, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We were discussing the other day about the meeting of the Three Amigos in Canada, and I'm looking at an article here that Phyllis Schlafly has written, and she refers to the Three Amigos. And she calls them the Amigos, Bush, Harper, and Caldron. Anyhow, she said they finalized and released the North American plan for avian and pandemic flu. Now, we were discussing this earlier. I said it looks like they want us to get some sort of a pandemic outbreak of some sort of a disease, either in humans or in birds or in livestock. They want control over the people, and this is the way to do it. And Phyllis is going along with me on this. She says the plan is to use the excuse of a major flu epidemic to shift power from the United States legislature to unelected, unaccountable North American bureaucrats. The idea, she says, was launched on September the 14th in 2005. At that time, Bush announced the International Partnership on Avian and Pandemic Influenza. And I remember very well 2 years ago, we discussed that in detail. It was just exactly 2 years ago. Okay. Phyllis says, now we discover that the plan is not only about combating a flu epidemic, but seeking control over United States citizens and public policy during an epidemic. The plan calls for a comprehensive, coordinated North American approach, not just a government approach here in the United States, a North American approach, all right? The plan is a 44-page document. She says self-government and sovereignty are at risk when control over these matters is turned over to a newly created North American body headed by the representatives of another country. It's an additional problem when the entire plan is a spinoff of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, an arrangement created without congressional approval or even oversight. Now, I have been very, very concerned about our Congress. They could stop every bit of this. They could do it. But they're just sitting there and letting all this take place, and you and I, as citizens, could stop it. And we're just sitting there because 99.9% of the people in the United States don't even know what we're talking about. The plan acknowledges that it, and I'm back to Phyllis now. The plan acknowledges that it is based on the guidelines, standard, and rules of the World Health Organization, the World Organization for Animal Health, the World Trade Organization, and the North American Free Trade Agreement, and of course that's NAFTA, okay? This is all in the NAFTA agreement. The plan sets up a senior-level coordinating body to facilitate the effective planning and preparedness within North America for a possible outbreak of avian and or human pandemic influenza under the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The plan identifies this coordinating body as the decision makers. In other words, they're setting up a group of people here that's going to tell you and I what we have to do if they can invent some sort of a flu or a pandemic of some sort. Here's what the plan states. The chair of the SPP coordinating body will rotate between each national authority on a yearly basis. Now, what that means is there's going to be a foreigner to make our decisions for us 2 out of every 3 years. We're just 1 out of 3, right? But with the people that we have in power today, they may as well be foreigners. They're treating us like foreigners, all right? What power will this foreign-headed coordinating body exercise? The plan suggests that these include the use of antivirals and vaccines. Now, did you get that? They're going to tell you to take a shot whether you want it or not, all right? Social distancing measures. What is a social distancing measure? That includes school closures and the prohibition of community gatherings. In other words, you're not going to be able to go to church. Isolation and quarantine. Will this foreign-headed coordinating body respect the First Amendment, which is the right of the people to peaceably assemble? See, that's in the Constitution. This would eliminate that, right? It is instructive to recall the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act an anti-epidemic plan launched by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention back in 2001. The proposed plan would have given each governor, now this was proposed and people got up in arms about this, so that it never occurred. It was kind of like Hillary's health program. It never got off the ground. But had it have gotten off the ground, and it looks like what they're talking about is the same plan, the proposed plan would have given each governor sole discretion to declare a public health emergency and grant himself extraordinary powers. He would have been able to restrict or prohibit firearms. Now, remember, they did that in New Orleans. Seize private property. They did that in New Orleans. And destroy it in many circumstances. They did that in New Orleans. And impose price controls and rationing. All this now would have been in this plan. Governors would have been given the power to order people out of their homes and into quarantines. Children could have been taken from their parents and put into public quarantines. Governors could even have demanded that physicians administer certain drugs despite individuals' religious or other objections. Now, this program, as I mentioned, didn't happen, but it was all set up to go back in 2001. It was called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. All right, it looks like what they're doing with this SPP plan is going to do what we didn't get done, or they didn't get done, back in 2001. As I said, it was a storm of protest because it was unprecedented as an assault on the constitutional rights, as well as on our principles of limited government. And so it never passed anywhere in its original text. Now, are people going to rise up in arms about this? How can they when nobody knows what's going on? They're doing it, and Congress doesn't talk about it. And you know, when you talk to Congress about it, what'll they tell you? Oh, there's nothing to that. You know, you've got to be a conspiracy nut if you believe any of these things. Back to the premise thing. And if you notice in Phyllis's article, she quotes the Animal Health Organization. As well as the World Health Organization and these other agencies. I have said now for quite a little while, it's been about a month that I had my article concerning how the bankers want our property as collateral for the national debts around the world, and how the term premise gives them the right to take your property or to use your property. Now, this particular information comes to me from a listener in Arkansas. He sends it to Professor Brownfield. Please note below, your suspicion is correct on Arkansas Legal Farm, hereinafter referred to as the premises. Now, this, and he sends me copies. This is the Arkansas Residential Lease Agreement. So if you're going to lease property in Arkansas, this is the official agreement that you would have to sign. Whereas landlord is the fee owner of certain real property being lying and situated in whatever county, they leave a blank for the county, Arkansas, such real property having a street address of, you write that in there, hereafter referred to as the premises. Now, remember the premises, and what I said in my article and what we've been talking about has to do with conveyance. Okay? Whereas landlord desires to lease the premises to tenant upon the terms and conditions as contained herein, and whereas a tenant desires to lease the premises from landlord on the terms and conditions. And it goes on. It's two or three pages. But anyway, the premises shall be used and occupied by the tenant and the tenant's immediate family. And they use the term premises in there as a lease agreement. So when you sign this premise ID, when you put your farm into the Animal ID premises. You're signing a lease agreement. That's the way I look at it. And as G.B. Oliver said, someone asked him the other day, well, are you attorney? He says, no, but I did spend the night at a Holiday Inn. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The other day I was visiting with a purebred beef cattle breeder. And he said, yeah, he said, I signed a premise ID. I said, why in the world would you do that? He said, well, because I am anticipating exporting animals. And you're going to have this premises ID to export. Well, the American Angus Association has no doubt accepted a gob and a bunch of money from the United States Department of Agriculture. And they have, on their website, they have printed now all these reasons why Angus breeders should sign up. Top 10 reasons for registering your premises. You can go to www.angus.org and www.angus-nais.org. Why register? And it's all there. And I have it here. And they give you all of these reasons why you should do this. Now, as I mentioned, this one person who was telling me he wants to export animals. But you know, this could this could backfire. Because I didn't think about it at the time. I was kind of in a hurry, and we didn't spend a lot of time visiting. But I wouldn't buy livestock from a farm or a ranch that had premise number on it. In other words, these Angus breeders that want to sell seed stock, why would you buy a bull with a premise number on him? Because that's going to make you get one. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But they're going to have to tell where that bull goes. If you buy a set of heifers, they're going to have to know where those heifers go if they're tagged animals and in the system. So boycott those people. Say, no, I'm not going to. I mean, those are fine yearling bulls you've got there, but I tell you what, you made a bad mistake when you signed up, and I don't want them on my property.
Can I ask a dumb question?
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Well, I'll ask this one anyway. You know, yesterday, Catherine Albrecht was on the air talking about how these RFID chips in the laboratory animals were causing cancer, and talked about how the cells that get destroyed don't fix themselves, but the new cells that come off of that cell are also destroyed.
Right.
So if this bull has an RFID chip in him, what kind of stock are you getting out of this bull? You're paying for damaged cells, aren't you?
I don't know. See, as it is now, I don't think they actually chip the animal. I don't think it goes under the hide. It's in an ear tag. But just like she said, that thing still can cause a problem. And then she went into cell telephones and some of these other things where they have that same RFID problem. So, but anyway, I personally wouldn't want any livestock that came off of a farm that had a premises ID on it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
The state of Colorado now has a bill out that would stop the NAIS. A couple of legislatures announced the plans to introduce a bill that would stop state agencies from requiring participation in voluntary federal programs. State Representative Cory Gardner, he's a Republican from Yuma, and State Senator Greg Brophy, he's a Republican from Ray, Colorado, were reacting to the Colorado State Fair. And we talked about that, how the kids in the state fair could not sell their livestock because they didn't have a premise registration. They objected to requiring participation in the voluntary federal premises ID program and asked them to drop the requirement from county fairs and the state fair. The government may have overplayed its hand here. And I said the same thing when we had the lady on the other day talking about this from Colorado. I said, you know, this may have been the best thing that could have happened because that state fair got some terrible bad publicity out of this. And the Department of Agriculture and the county agents, all these people are caught in this situation and they got terrible publicity out of it. The government, as I said here, and I'm reading from this Rocky Mountain News, the government may have overplayed its hand. Perhaps incidents like this will lead to positive change and an elimination of the USDA's proposed NAIS if enough people get upset about the shady dealings and mafioso-style voluntary mandatory game the government is playing. It takes a certain amount of martyrs in any situation to really get people excited. And this thing at the state fair, if all, and there was only two families that wouldn't let their kids sell their livestock, wouldn't take the premises ID. If they would all have done that, it could stop. It's just like with the National Identification Program we're going to have with our driver's license. I don't know what I'm going to do when it comes about and they want to do that. Because most of us have to drive. But if all of us would say, no, we're not going to take this new driver's license. Here's my old, and I thought about that. I might just carry my old license and say, you know, here's who I am, but I'm not taking this new license. What would they do? Well, we know what that one cop in St. Louis County would do, but surely there's as many good cops out there as there are guys like him, hopefully a whole lot more. But if everybody would just revolt like they did back in 1776, we'd have a different country here. We could go back to our republic country that we had once upon a time. Canada now is going right along with this, with these ports. The Canada is developing Pacific ports. Just like we talked about the NAFTA Superhighway is going right on up through Canada, and Kansas City is going to be the smart port here in the United States. Canada didn't want us to get ahead of them, so they're building ports to compete with the U.S. ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, as well as the Mexican ports, in an attempt to draw a substantial market share of the millions of containers expected to flow into North America in the coming decades from China and the Far East. The Canadian government has launched a major ports, rail, truck, airport, transportation infrastructure. Doesn't that sound like the NAFTA superhighway to you? It's designed to build its version of the emerging NAFTA superhighway. In October 26, under the direction of conservative, and there's nothing conservative about Stephen Harper, they launched the Asian Pacific Gateway and Corridor Initiative. So they're going right along. He's one of the three amigos that are supposed to be conservative people running our country. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. Smiling on.
clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.